everyone. Welcome to another episode of Afros in the Diaspora. And today we have Jola, aka Makanji. Makanji and I kind of sort of go way back. We went to the same university in Nigeria, Ridima's University. And now here we are in the abroad, in the diaspora. We're in Canada.
Yes, yes. You know?
And Jola is doing incredible things as a visual artist. Jola, welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is going to be exciting. Okay. Yeah. Are you ready to jump right into the trivia?
Well, I'll do my very best. Let's see.
See, I've been accused of catching people unawares.
I've had many, and I don't think I'm ready for it.
I've been accused of catching people unawares, but I always give a heads up that I will be asking you about your country. So... are you ready?
Please don't judge me if I fail everything.
You're good. You won't fail anything. Okay, you know what? I'll try to be nice.
Please be nice. Yeah.
I'll try. All right. What is the capital of Kwara State?
Ilorin.
Okay. See, you're off to a great start. You're off to a great start. Okay.
Please keep it going like that, at that pace.
All right. I'll try. So Nigeria is divided into 36 states. Which one is the largest by area? So like the biggest... state,
the biggest state or the biggest territory?
No, state, like just by landmass.
By landmass, can I get hints? Is it in the northern state?
Oh, let me see. It's in the northern state. The capital of that state is Minna.
Hold on a second. This is not the answer, but I'm trying to get in the groove. Katsina, okay. Either Kaduna, Abia, Umaya, Adamawa, Yola, Akwa Ibom, Uyo, Anambra, Oka, Bauchi, Bauchi, Bayesa, Yenegua, Bayesa, Calabar, Delta, Asaba, Edo, Benin, Ebonyi, Abakaliki, Ekiti, Adre, Ekiti, Enegu, Enegu, Gombe, Gombe, Ibu, Ume, Jigawa, Duse, Kaduna, Kaduna, Kastina,
Kastina,
Kano, Kebi, Inikebi, Kogi, Lokoja, Kwara, Ilorin, Lagos, Ikeja, Nasarawa, Lafia, Niger.
Niger.
Minna.
Hey! Is the one did not ask you that you're now doing Avia, Umaya, Adam. You went to go and practice that one because you have heard it before.
No, I think I just still think... remember it because they really put me in my primary school for that.
Oh my days. Yes. That's actually a question I've asked before, and it's like it was too hard for some people. So I was just like, okay.
I heard Life Smith Media messed it up. What's his
name? Mosiah. No.
I heard him murder it. But I don't blame him, to be honest. I'm not any better.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got the second question.
You're a lot better, though, not gonna lie. Like, the states are capitals. You're better than me. You're good. Okay, you got the answer. Let's go. All right, so what year did Nigeria start using the Naira? We like money, right? So when did your country adopt the Naira currency?
Can I get a hint?
Let's see if I can give you a hint. Let's see. It was in the 1970s. That's as close as I can get.
1979.
No, you have one more try.
Because before you said 1970s, I wanted to choose 1969, which I knew that there was something major that happened on that date. But let me see, 1974?
No, 1973. Wow.
1973.
73. Okay. Now, talking about Naira.
Mali.
Look at you. All right, for that one now. Who is on the 100 Naira notes?
Oh, come on, man. What does even the 100 Naira note look like?
Oh, see you. You don't travel, you don't forget, Abby.
I swear. Let me say, I do not know, so I'm just going to randomly guess. Maybe Tafawa, Balewa.
No.
But then
I'll give you one more guess.
Nnamdi Azikiwe.
Is a Yoruba guy?
Ah. So Yoruba ancient great man.
Obafemi Awolowo.
Obafemi Awolowo. I didn't remember that one. I didn't get it.
Look at you. I'll ask you about another.
Oh, notes. I hate this part of the trivia. All those names. And to think that I was good in government at the time, but man, I don't think I remember those things anymore.
I was average. I can't even front. I was average in government.
One of my favorite courses, but
maybe a little bit above average, but I did not love it. But anyway, yes. Okay. Are you ready for this one?
I think so.
It's the most. Okay.
The one you think is the easiest might not be the hardest.
It will not be the hardest. Yeah. Okay.
Don't
you know
jinx
what?
It.
Let me ask you this one.
Okay.
You know, part of the Nigerian currency, there are the coins called kobo.
Kobo, right? Yes.
Yeah, and then the naira notes are made of paper, and you remember that plastic that some notes are made of? What is it called? So that you cannot squeeze it and trick inside pockets, cannot use it to bribe, cannot use
yes.
It.
So you know we were with the coin and then the paper one, and then we changed to
what's
like,
the name of that material?
I don't know. Cyclorama.
Cyclorama, I've got
rubber.
No. It's because it is a type of like plastic.
I know,
right?
It's a type of plastic. I don't know what it's called. I don't think I even ever heard. Maybe when I hear it, I'll know, but I don't think I ever heard it.
It's polymer.
Ah, I didn't hear it though.
You didn't know. Okay, let me.
Yeah, that's good.
Now you know, right?
To think that I still want to go back home someday and get involved in politics, I should go back and actually refresh myself in all of these things.
Oh, you're interested in getting involved in Nigerian politics?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, please go and change things for the better.
Yeah, exactly. So I need to refresh myself. This is good.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad this is helping you in some way.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you two more questions.
Okay.
Your Yoruba rights.
I am.
Okay.
I don't like that. I don't like where this is going.
The name of which city of Nigeria translates to by the side of the middle in Yoruba?
Of which city in Nigeria in a Yoruba state?
So, yeah, it's obviously a Yoruba state, but the name of the city translates to by the edge of the middle in Yoruba.
Can you spell the middle? MIDDLE or MEADOW?
No. Oh, no. Yeah, MEADOW.
What is MEADOW? What's a middle?
Oh, let's go to Google.
Me, I will not act like I know. I just hear all those Canyon middles, all of that, just in Canyon middle. I don't know. Please tell me what it is.
So, essentially, it's a piece of low ground near a river.
Okay, low ground near a river.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Abeokuta. That's under the rock in Ogun State. We've got Lagos, Eko. We've got Osun, Osogbo, Oyo, Ibadan. Ibadan. This is Yoruba that is not even translatable. I'm trying to think.
What does Osogbo mean? Do you know what Osogbo means?
No, Osho, Tongbo. I'm trying to figure it out from my layman Yoruba common sense. Osogbo.
What about Ibadan? What does Ibadan mean?
I don't. Those two, they are not easily translatable. That's the problem.
Ibadan is the answer, Sha.
Ibadan. Iba.
Yes.
Don. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But I'm also trying to see how the territories of Ibadan actually align with that. Well, when you say the middles and then there's a river that crosses through Osun, and yeah, I think that's true. And Oyo,
yeah, that's well, true. We have learned something new today.
I've learned to,
we're done with the trivia. Clap for yourself, you did well, you did better than some people.
Thank
Clap
you,
for yourself.
Thank
well done,
you.
Well done. You can take your bows. So next, we'll just talk about some myths that we heard growing up that if the rain is falling and sun is shining at the same time.
I love those things so much.
Is giving birth.
Birth, all those things. But I don't know.
Which ones? Which one do you remember?
I don't know which one do
You don't
I remember
remember?
I just remember I don't know if it's if it falls under this, but just like adage that they would say. Oh no. I think I remember that. Oh, I think that's the one you said. Rain is falling, sun is
Sun is
shining at the
giving
same time,
birth.
lion is giving birth. Which other one
Yeah.
again is there?
Or that if you stand and then you look under your legs, you'll be able
Oh.
to see spirits.
Yes, you see
I
spirit.
remember that
I know this
one.
one of if you do like this, your eyes like this, you go
If you
blind.
flip your eyes
And you
up,
touch
yeah.
it, you go blind. I don't
You go
know.
blind. So many people did it growing up.
Me, I
No
did it
one ever
though.
went blind.
Me, I didn't
Oh,
go blind. I didn't.
you were one of those people that could do
What, I look like
it.
a troublemaker? There was nothing I didn't do.
I did, but yeah, no, I tried. I really tried to
I
like
did.
flip
I
it.
played with it for
It never.
days, for hours. I would just be like that. People would be scared and they would do like this, cover your eyes, blah blah blah. I didn't see shit. So yeah, I was okay. I'm alive today,
Okay.
so
That's good.
I
You can see with your two eyes.
see my
That's
two
good.
eyes. But
Another
yeah.
one I remember. This one was very like very very foolish of me as a kid, but
Yeah.
you know, hindsight is 2020. You look back on childhood and you're just like, I was no
We've
wise
been
old.
there, done
Okay. Been there, done that,
that.
exactly. This one, because I had a lesson teacher, and
Yeah,
there's not
me
one of
too.
my lesson teachers that, I mean, maybe there's one or two that I liked, but most of them were
I never
just
liked any of them.
militants. They
Yeah,
were, I
yeah.
did not like,
They
yeah.
even shipped one
So,
from Ghana for me. All the way from Ghana. He said, Pastor.
Was
Pastor.
it
Man.
that bad? My gosh.
Let's leave that guy alone, please.
Okay, no wala, no wala. But there's this one, and this one I used it a lot for my lesson teacher because they said that if you want someone to forget something, you pluck your eyelid, like sorry, your eyelashes, and then you put it on like a doorpost or somewhere you know that they'll cross over.
Okay.
That when they cross over your eyelashes, they will forget what you want them to forget. That did not work for me one day, and I
Didn't.
almost went bald in my lashes during testing it out.
That
I
shouldn't work.
tried and
But I think maybe in various parts of Nigeria these things go differently. Because in my own area, I think if I remember vividly, when you pluck one out, what do we do with it? I don't remember it being the person we forget. I remember it being
Oh.
something else for the person.
Like what do you
Yeah,
remember what it was specifically?
I can't remember what it was. I can't remember what it was, but I knew it was something different. That thing was interesting
Yeah.
back then. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Or if you see money on the floor
Hey, you
and
talk
you
to
picked
yam.
up, you
Oh,
thought to
you talk to yam or goat. The one
Yeah.
that we have, I remember this one. In church, they will say that if somebody give you a sweet finger.
You call it the And you know, see,
Finger.
Nollywood helped spread the wildfire of those words
Propagate
like
that
myth. It just
gospel.
propagated it because, like, you will
Like,
watch a Nollywood movie where Kanayo is a cultist and is looking for people to use for rituals, and then he'll go and plant money on the
So
floor
when I was
and
young,
stuff.
I had ojukokoro. You know what ojukokoro means? You know when they
Yeah.
say that big guy, you like food, you like sweets, all those things. So when all those adults give me that thing, I remember that my mommy said that finger. I remember they taught me in church, but I would say, let me eat it first. Let the finger come.
Did you used to actually eat it?
We give me sweet, I'll eat sweet. What are you saying?
Ah, that was a risk.
I'm a risk
Oh, that was a you're a risk taker.
since I was young.
That's a risk because for me, I was terrified. I was so terrified
No.
because you see Super Story, all those movies,
So
all those
me, I was
stories,
a
like
daring
series.
kid. Like I always, oh, so they said
Ah,
this thing. So when
you
I'm
want to
being, I'd
test.
rather do like this.
You like the sign of the
So
cross?
I don't know, my first testing, then I would do it like
I said
crazy.
there was this Super Story series like this. You know how they did different
Yes.
one. This
That
one,
part.
they gave this girl. I don't know if it was sweet though or it was Puff Puff. For years after that, I didn't eat Puff Puff until later when I got a bit older. They gave her Puff Puff. Someone was doing birthday and they brought Puff Puff to class. Omo, that's how everybody in class ate Puff Puff at night. At night, this girl, the person that shared the Puff Puff, would just come outside their house. Puff, 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 puff. And you know what was happening? She's calling the puff puff that she gave them, because that puff puff had already, they've done rituals on the puff puff. So as she's calling the puff puff is answering, but it's the, like, the people that ate the puff puff that are answering. Because but that's
But I think if we really look at it, when we were when at that time, I think witchcraft was very hot cake.
As in, it has not, it's not was, though. It still is. Now it's just...
Now it's refined, though. Then they were actually refined. Like, women were witchcrafting, you know?
Yeah.
So they were actually doing...
Women are men. Women are men. Everybody was doing their own thing.
Yeah, I didn't eat puff puff, but all those birthdays that you go to and you share all those birthday packs, I drank my capisole before I reach out. And then I disposed of the capisole.
Shout out to daredevils like you, because me, I will package it.
Me, I enjoy it.
I will collect. I'll collect the ones from my siblings so that they will not eat it, and then I'll put everything in my bag, and then I'll take it home. So I will not eat it. I'll not let my siblings eat it. I'll snatch it from them. We are not going to turn into yam. We're not going to become witches.
I say, let me turn into yam. That money on the floor one, though, I was scared. Because that one, somebody could have actually set a trap. But you see those ones that they will share to, I say, we didn't kill all the children.
They will not kill all of them. No, but they can turn all of them to witches.
Let me be a witch.
Anyway, thank you so much, Jola, for joining me for this, you know, back and forth, this icebreakers and the trivia.
Right.
Awesome. So let's get into our topic. And we are talking about your story, essentially. So would you mind just sharing a bit about your immigration story of how you moved from Nigeria here to Canada?
Okay. So I used to be a big advocate for Nigeria. Like, hey, I'm not leaving. Hey, like, Nigeria is going to be better. Hey, if you make this money in Nigeria, bam, that's it. You're sorted. So there's really no need to be out there, you know. And after my university education, I kept hustling and pursuing businesses, you know. I had a government job, but quit that, you know, started focusing on different things. I was just big on that. And even as an artist in Nigeria, I was already doing a couple, like, back from university days, I was already doing many things, like making portraits for the vice president, who is a visitor of the university. Yeah.
Oh, vice president?
Yeah.
Of the country?
Of the country, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was already doing murals in Lagos, like the paper packaging company. So I was already doing things, right? But generally, that was just my style, just me doing everything. But it got to a time in 2020 when I felt like, no, I can't do this. This is, right now, this is not sustainable for what I'm looking at for the next 5-10 years for myself. Like, I don't see myself getting that done. So what I did next was apply to a school here in Canada, and I applied in 2020, and I didn't hear any response, and I just left the application like that. And sometimes in 2021, in June or July, I just woke up and saw an email from IRCC that visa is out. I'm like, okay.
Oh wait, you didn't apply for visa?
No, like, I applied to school, I got admission, I did everything, I applied for the visa in 2020, and I got ghosted. No response, nothing. There's no NSPPD prayer that I didn't do in the first 2 months.
What is NSPPD for the listeners?
Pastor Jerry Eze. You know the Pastor Jerry Eze? you've left Nigeria a long time. You should go Google him. Like, every Nigerian right now literally is on Pastor Jerry Eze. It's like he knows I want to travel. It's a requirement. It's part of the IRCC requirement. So, I mean, after a while, I'm like, you know what? Let me just leave this, because that time puts your life on hold. Yeah. That visa process. So I'm like, I'm not going to let this thing, you know, drag me back. Like, I'm going to focus on what I'm doing. So I left the whole visa process. I did not even respond to them, nothing. And then sometime in 2021, after a year, full year, I just woke up out. So visa, I'm like, okay, I didn't even want to come anymore, but encouragement of family. At that time I was now getting soft, you know, because it was another 1 year again of just leaving the whole visa thing and going back to hustling. So but then encouragement and everything, so I'm like, all right. So that's how I came to Canada, and I got to New Brunswick where I had to school, and then I schooled for 1 year. That's been my life so far. That's
Wow.
how I came to Canada.
That's the journey. And you came by yourself, right?
Yes. So when I came to Canada, my brother had already been English. Don't fail me. So I came in 2021. My brother was in Canada in 2018. Right? So yeah. So coming to the whole idea of going to New Brunswick and all that was because I already had a brother who was in New Brunswick, you get, and stuff like that. But then getting to New Brunswick, like getting my place, all of that, bringing my baby in because I was married at the time, bringing my baby in, all of that, leaving New Brunswick and coming all the way to Calgary. It's another different story entirely. So
A
yeah,
different story entirely.
different story.
What can you say? What can you, because you've talked about how you were hustling and bustling and putting the work in even before you moved here, and then when you got here, of course, that doesn't disappear, right? You keep
Yeah.
on, trying to make it happen and work
Right.
for yourself and your family. What, because we've had other conversations around like that hustle mentality. Would you
Yeah.
mind just sharing a little bit more about it? Like
Okay.
from back home in Nigeria, doing businesses, da, da, and then you move here and what is it, what's the trajectory of that? Would you mind just like
Halala. Okay. I like where this is going, and that's where my next solo exhibition, which I'm going to exhibit in the summer, that's what it's all about. The exhibition is titled The Danfo School of Thought, right? And I feel like that Danfo mentality is what happens to every basic Nigerian that comes to Canada. And it's from a point of, you know how the Danfo never stops. So you have to hop on the Danfo to catch the bus, right? That's how it is here in Canada. I remember that from the whole mentality I had in Nigeria and to how I hustled, I felt like when I got to Canada, nothing in this world was going to stop me. The day I landed in Canada, I landed August 6th, August 7th, I started work. Yeah, that's how it was like there was this adrenaline rush where I couldn't sit down to do nothing. I'm like, I'm here now in the land of opportunities. What am I relaxing for? What am I wasting any time for? So I hit the ground running, literally. And that's how I started going. So I would say, in my own opinion, it's just the rat race that continued just on two different levels, you know? And yeah, I don't know if that answered that question, but that's how it was for me. Yeah. I was doing literally all the jobs you can think of, right?
Name some, name some, name
Also,
some.
overnight, so I was studying, right? So I landed August 6th. Started doing a couple of things like DoorDash, Instacart, started learning the whole process the next day. By August 20 something, I already started an overnight job with GDI Integrated Services, like just cleaning of the university campus overnight. That's the University of New Brunswick. So I was given this massive cafeteria where only me gets to clean. So by 10 p.m. every night, you resume there till 6 a.m. You are sweeping and mopping. I was the only one for the whole cafeteria, so it made sense. Like, even though the job seemed like a lot for me at first, I didn't care, but I got used to it. I already had my now I had my pattern. Now it got to a time where I could now do that job in 3 hours and I was done. Yeah. So and then you do it from 10 to 6 a.m., but 3 hours I'm done, so you can go do whatever, you know? So I did that. I was doing DoorDash and Instacart, and I was traveling, and I was studying at the same time. So imagine working overnight 10 to 6, and from 6 a.m., Tim Hortons rush to like 9 a.m. before class starts, I would do that DoorDash. When I do that DoorDash, I would do it to like 10:30. Sometimes a lot of times I'm late to class. I do that and then I go to class. But the good thing was, it was painting class, or it was drawing class, or it was public art. These were things that were innate to me. So it's like when they give us live drawing, for instance, like when everybody else is taking 2 hours and that thing, I'm done. I'm coming 30 to 15, 20 minutes. I'm done with it. I've taken an Instacart order and I'm out of the
And you're
class.
out now.
Because I had to pay my fees, I had to pay my rent, all of that. So, like, I'm out. So I go and do another DoorDash order and do another 2 hours, then run back to class for the next class. But whenever I'm in class, while I'm doing those work, I'm also sleeping. So I had a couple of times where the registrar emailed me and they're like, "Hey, Jola, are you okay? Do you want to see a psychologist?" I'm like, "What is a psychologist?" I said, "All is well." What I that time you wonder, I don't know what mental health was. Like, what are you talking about? What is a psychologist? All I know is you have to get the job done. Because when I came to, part of the things that I had to do, what made me also hit the ground running immediately was I had to tell school that, hey, allow me to pay my fees monthly.
Oh, they allowed you like pay instrumentally.
Instrumentally, yes. So,
Oh,
because I literally
that's
came
a
in
good.
with nothing. So, like, that I had to pay every month. And so I was doing that, which is about, at that time, imagine at 2021 paying over sometimes 1600 per month to pay fees, not to talk of your rent. And my rent for my 1 bedroom condo was 795 because I wouldn't share with another person. Look at me,
Right.
I'm trying to still maintain my status quo.
You're like, I'll walk around the
I
clock.
would
I'll
walk
not
very
really
crap,
be at the condo, but
but
it's my own.
exactly. So in doing all of that, I started to, that's why I started to do Airbnbs in the condo, because like literally I was never, almost never around. So that was my cycle for the first 1 year of being in Canada. So you can imagine from the day I landed to, and that really put me out there in understanding a lot of things. Like, you know, put like I knew the town, I knew my city like the back of my hand in 3 months, because like, so that's how it
So like
was
you got a car pretty soon after you moved here.
as soon as I landed.
Oh, okay.
That was the first thing.
Okay,
That
just
was
like you
paramount
saved
to
up for that.
the, yeah.
To the
Paramount to the
hustle.
hustle.
It was an investment property.
You get you need that. Oh, in Canada, to anybody coming, if you don't have your school fees, it's okay, but have a car, because that car will make your school
Yeah,
fees
that car will make you
easy,
money. That car will make you money.
easy.
That car will make you money. I've done like especially during that pandemic where all the theaters were shut down, blah, blah, blah. And I've sometimes like I've not really talked a lot about it on this podcast, but I don't know if there's a job I've not had. I don't know if I like I and there, if the, if I didn't get the job, it's because I they did not accept me, but I applied.
Facts, and that's how it's, yeah.
Whether it's a coffee shop to be doing coffee, what's my business with coffee? I've not
Yeah.
really seen coffee until I moved to this Canada. Like, so obviously, some people
Exactly.
drink coffee in Nigeria, but the culture coffee culture here in Canada or in the North in North America is crazy.
It's crazy,
You hear
yeah.
people say, "Oh, I can't function. I've not had my coffee." What does that mean?
What, I
What do
didn't
you mean by you
know.
can't function?
I just knew I had to pick up the coffee.
Exactly. So I applied. I applied there. Walmart. Where did I shop at? I applied and applied and applied everywhere. Those places they didn't get me. They didn't like accept me. And I don't know why, but you lost doing regardless.
No, they'll say you
Imagine
are
that
overqualified.
you're overqualified. You applied for Walmart. Walmart is rejecting you. Imagine.
You're
That's like,
overqualified for
ah,
the job.
God.
But you know that, do you know that in all of these hustles that I mentioned, as hardworking as I was, and I felt I could do every and anything, there was one particular time that I'm like, okay, maybe I should get a second job and work in a fast food. I did not last 1 week.
Oh,
Because, so this is how I think generally. When I came to Canada, like I was looking for, I had a lot of bills, right? My rent and my fees and all of that. But it was also from the standpoint of, okay, per week, how can I make 1,000 per week, per 2 weeks. How can I make? I wasn't thinking of bi-weekly paycheck. I already had a bi-weekly paycheck of my overnight job. So I'm also thinking now, how can I make more? So by the time I said, okay, you know what? Maybe this here and there, hustle everywhere. Let me just confine it a little bit and just work in a, you know, in a fast food restaurant. And then I applied and I got in and I was working hard the first couple of days. But while I was working, also the manager was a user. And I'm a hard worker. I'm the guy that would, you tell me, I've jumped on it, I'm doing it, like, I'm prompt like that. But while I was, that day, it was Wendy's, and she asked me to go pick up weed. I was done picking up all the weed. Then she said, okay, now I'm going to the dining hall, sweep them up. I've gone there, I've done that. Okay, now I'm going to the
you?
Back. Only me. Now I'm going to the back.
What about the, what about everybody else?
Just for some reason, I didn't know what they were doing or how they were doing it, but I know that only me, gay, gay. You know, and I just, while she was telling me the next thing, I just stopped to think that, what am I doing? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, that's literally what my mind just said, what are you doing? I just pulled my top, gave her. I removed my non-slip shoe. I gave her and I said, I'm done. And I had a nice car waiting for me outside. I said, I'm done. Like, yo, why? Okay, come. I'll maybe reduce the workload or something. No, I'm done. I left.
You can keep the job.
So I'm like, so that thing like kind of played with me for a little bit that, hey, like you can do anything, Angela. Anything you put your mind to. What happened? But then I found that no, it wasn't. It's not anything. It has to be the right thing. It has to be something that gives me the kind of money that I was looking for. So,
yeah,
you know. But those were my experiences. I did work in a lot of places. I did work in a lot of places. Nursing home. Oh, let me tell you my nursing home experience. So I was in Fredericton, New Brunswick. And then I got a job in, so I just finished school and I was looking for a full-time job just so I can get my work permit, all of that. So I was waiting for the bank to finish their background check process. So in the meantime, I'm like, well, let's see if I can quickly steal this job and see how I can wiggle it with my banking job. So I got another job in the nursing home in St. John. So it's 1 hour away from Fredericton. So, what I did was...
Those locations are like, Fredericton is where you live?
Yes, I live in Fredericton, and the job was in St. John. It's an hour away in St. John, both in New Brunswick. So, I'm like, okay, opportunity to put my house on rent. I can hang out with my friends for the meantime while I'm doing the job. Let me just also get the experience, because everybody works in a nursing home. What are y'all doing? So, I bought my scrub now. I even put that, the ID something there, like, Amy, nursing. So the first day, I go to the nursing home, ready to work, you know, so already doing my bit. And then, like the fourth day, they just said, Jola, room, whatever needs tea or coffee or something. I'm like, oh, sure, I got it for you. And then I went there. At this time, I was still not educated, even when I go and buy Instacart and milk. I don't understand what 3%, 2%, 1% means. I didn't know all those things. But I knew that when I got there to the stand, I just saw all the milks. Many, many, many more. Just carry one milk. And when I poured inside and I just went, I said, hey, and I was still in training process, so they were still showing me everything. But they just felt that is tea.
Obviously, you
coffee.
Know what tea I, is. You know how to pour milk.
I said, okay. Me that I've not even figured out my own body system. I know that for every time I take milk in Canada, there's no time I won't visit the washroom. So I just, and me, I'm lactose intolerant. I guess the woman is also lactose intolerant. So there was lactose-free milk.
Milk. Oh,
for
see.
That woman. And me, I just did many more. I didn't. I was so naive. And that's how, as soon as the woman took it, she had a condition. That's how she did it.
Oh my goodness.
All the nurses ran out trying to get her back. Then they injected her or something, and then she calmed down. This was me removing my scrub. That was the fourth or the fifth time, fifth day on the job. I just removed my scrub like this. I folded it. Before they finish everything, I didn't look at the back. I say, I quit.
May not go keep person so that you won't kill someone on the job.
I'm not ready for this. Like, I just this is how I did. With this, they already understood. And then they were telling
I
me,
surrender.
like, they were telling me, no, Jola, like,
Hands up.
you learn on the job. We also made a mistake. We should have told you. We should have showed you. After all, you're in training. I said,
Yeah, of
even
course.
if you show me, let me go. Let me go. They begged me, they this, they
Wow.
that. I packed my car key, my stuff. When I was driving back home, I was shivering like this.
You be shaking. Yeah, yeah,
Who?
yeah, yeah. You be shivering.
Since that day, when somebody says I should carry meat, even on Instacart, I will cancel. I say there's no meat available. Like, that's how bad it is. Like, my experience with milk. So
Wow.
I'm just like, no, I can't do this. That's another job, right? And many others that I
Yeah.
can't even remember that I've forgotten. But
Yeah, me too.
that
Like over time you start to forget, but by the time
you
they start
no.
coming back, you'll be
So
like,
with time, as
whoa.
you grow in Canada, you find that okay, now there are some things that you just cannot do again.
That are above you,
That are well, are they not above you? Are they below you now? I don't know the
I'll
English.
be below you, you're
Yeah,
above it
above
in
it,
a way.
yeah, because I can't do those things. Now, even when I make certain decisions as regards some things, I wait to see what my time. It's not, no, I can't do this shit. Like, yeah.
Do I have the likelihood of committing murder? May I be, would I be able to kill someone by doing this?
So like many things. And me, I was not the kind of guy that really sits down to think. I just get an idea, I spring up and I do it, right?
And you do
So
it, right?
you can imagine my natural temperaments as regards these things that require very detailed supervision.
I see. I see.
So that's my experience. It's been a roller
That's your
coaster,
experience. It always is. Like, I think people just expect that. Ah, no, you can go and make it in Canada. You can.
No.
There's no money tree. There's no money tree. There's no place that you can just go and plant one cent and it will start giving you
Even
ten
when I
thousand
was at
every
the
month.
bank,
Like, that's not what happens.
even when I was at the bank, with that experience, now I had to make sure that I didn't just read the courses. The courses had to go through me for me to really understand. Like, just so that somebody doesn't come out tomorrow and sue me as a financial advisor for probably depositing in somewhere where it wasn't supposed to be, or investing in something that it wasn't. Like, so many
You
things,
have to be very,
very,
very careful. Very
very.
careful and very, very aware that you have to know what you're doing. And even if you don't know what you're doing, you'd be more than willing to learn and ask questions. You can't be saying, I'll figure it out.
You can't
You
wing it.
made You can't wing
You
it.
can't
You
wing it.
can't wing it. You
You
can't. You
can't
have
wing
to,
it.
like,
There's
you do
certain,
have to put in, you have to put in the work. And you're blessed if your parents are $10 or whatever, so you just travel and you're chilling. That's awesome.
but
But
it's not like that for me.
for the vast majority of people, like, you have to put in the grind. You have
You
to put
have
in the
to,
work, like, when you get here, even when
you
you get
will.
here. And yes, there are more opportunities in a lot of ways.
So what I
And like
even
I
tell,
always
I even tell people now that just come in that, look, I know certain ways you would go and you'll make it. You don't even need to redo everything that we have done, right? It's just come and say, we have done these things and we have learned from certain things, right? Do this, do this, do this, you'll be fine. Don't do this, don't do this, don't, you'll be fine, right?
I'll be
So
fine.
easy now, easy. It's a walk in the park.
You're a walk in the park because you walked through the forest.
I've
So
walked through
now,
the volcano.
now you can see the park, like you can be like, it's a walk in the
It's a
park,
walk
but
in the
it's not
park.
always, and it doesn't always start like that, especially when, like, I mean, you got a banking job right outside of school, and you're still doing your art on the side. Me, that I went to go and study art as I graduated, there's no 9-to-5 waiting for me, and I wanted to actually pursue it, you know. So my own story is another one for another day.
So
But when you talk
yes,
about job, when you talk about work that I've done, there's no job I've not done. Is it call center? Hi, this is Sarah calling from. Oh yeah, I've done that. Is it door to door marketing in the winter in Calgary, bro? In the
Holy.
Winter, what am I not doing? You know. So yeah, you were going to say.
I was going to say that I think those that's also part of another thing that, I mean, people on the podcast can also learn about. Me now, I'm the biggest advocate of after school, don't necessarily go for what you study. If what you studied is what you want to do, do it. But if
that's
it's not
good.
What you want, don't do things because of, well, no, people say you do what you have to do to get your papers, which is valid.
Fair.
But
Yes,
me,
that's true.
I would do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of papers, because I know that the papers will come.
I mean, let's first of all, you can't really say that because situations are different.
Yeah. Situations are different.
Yeah.
So
situations
mark
are different
mark
for
your
different
territory. Look at what it looks like. Yes, but
yeah,
because now I'm saying that because after school, the next thing that comes out of your head, right, is after school you just want a full time job to get started, not necessarily even the full time job in your field. Right?
Right,
and when you get into that full-time job, you just start growing in that career, and then you think you have a career. Does that make
Meanwhile,
sense?
What you want to do is different.
Sitting somewhere lying waste, and many years later, you're frustrated, and you remember because you can get lost in that field because bills will not wait. So that's my, maybe I should correct what I say. That and I said it, so it's not for everybody. It's for people that can do it. Can you do it?
Yeah.
We are gonna do it. If you can do it,
back
do
off.
It.
If you can,
because
if you can't do it.
See, look at it. I'll tell you part of the risks that I've taken. That I still spoke with my friends today, and I still weighed my option, and I said I would take it 100% time over again. I left the bank at least, like, imagine maybe I needed like that 1 year experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I left like on the 10th month. To go and pursue what I want to pursue, when I could have just stayed for 12 months and finished. But I was getting, like, for me personally, like, my body reacts to if I'm doing something that I don't flow with. It's like I'm reacting drastically. I start running mad and stuff. So me, I'm like, you know what? No, this is going to come another way. I trust God. Okay, before I do this, what are the other options available for me to achieve my papers and to still follow what I want to do? So I had declined everything. I said that, oh, I can use my Nigerian work experience, federal skewed. I just had to write my sell people IELTS, need to get my WES evaluation done, all of that. Oh, okay. So there's another route for me.
So
then I will go and follow what I want to follow. Don't go, guys.
Yeah.
Don't go blindly. You need to.
Don't go blindly at all. And the beautiful thing about Canada in particular is that there are so many streams. Like, you know, I always say this in the dating world now, there are people that will date and marry you and fool you for papers. Once
exactly.
you give them that paper like this,
that's
something
it.
Else. You know? So that's one way. If it's not love, please don't do it. Don't use someone else because your karma is sitting tight and
waiting
getting ready for
you.
Your karma is in the gym getting ready and buffing up for you.
I'm
you know?
So
obviously there's
that
part. And then there's, you know, study permits. You go from study permit to work permit, from work permit to PR.
Exactly.
And then, you know, there are people that apply, folks from all over the world come as refugees, people come asylum seekers. Like, there's so many ways. Like, talk to your immigration lawyer. This is not, we are not professionals. We're just sharing our own experiences.
Perfect.
But I also ended up using work experience from back home for my own papers too, because again, how do you want to start measuring like 100 hours? It'll be 100. How many hours in a year? 100,000 hours. I don't even know.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's
is it 100,000? I don't know. I don't know.
Of work
yeah,
hours
you have to have a yeah.
Hours.
There's a particular number for work hours within the year
and
that you've
you
accomplished.
As an artist.
How? Like, I feel like I'm constantly working, but there's no one I'm clocking into. So there's no one to clock. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no one to affirm or validate that.
Validate
anyway.
That.
So I had to use work permit from back home, and you know, work. It was. work experience from back home, and then that's how it worked out for me. I know people that have done provisional nomination and have just used their work from here. There's so many different ways, but I know, yeah, the once you come as a student, the next thing is, okay, what's the strategy? How am I going to get my papers? What's the next move?
Yeah.
And that's very, very valid and very smart for you to start thinking of and saving money for, because it's not cheap, you know? Yeah, but that's our thing, right? I think that, like, you know, that hustle mentality, like, it's really a thing, like, it's very valid. And we're Nigerian, so me, I personally can only speak for Nigeria, but I know that there are a lot of other, you know, people who come from a lot of other places that are also very dogged and, like, focused, like, you know, because I don't even know if it's necessarily a Nigerian mindset.
No, I think it's just the immigrant mindset.
Yeah, for the most part.
For
the
most
part. There are also some people who...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're also, don't get it twisted, there's some people that literally rather sit home and just cash a $400 check from the government.
And they're good.
People have their different reasons for doing what they do, but, and this is, you know, in no way to shame or judge anyone, but we're just sharing our own experiences. So that mentality of go-getter, we are here, we got to go, we got to move, we got to do what we got to do. Do you feel like, do you still feel that's, like, you know, dogged and that, like... Like, you got, you know, putting in all the hustles and all the things
no.
and all the ways. You still
so
feel that way.
Now,
all your years down in Canada.
Yeah. So I've noticed that the more I grow now, like, I've stopped all of those rat races, running around. You know, with time, being in Canada, you become like a bigger boy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bigger boy, yo.
So, I mean, I feel like it's also part of the maturity of my mentality that made me say that, okay, I can quit my job in the bank, open up my studio, do art, if that makes sense. You know, I can make more informed decisions now because I know how the system works. I know how to network with people. I know the things, the basic things to do to get what I want for myself. So now I'll just say that from those experiences, which are very important, I can now make more informed decisions. Like, now I'm a full-time businessman. So
businessman. but that's incredible, right? That's incredible, especially as an artist, right? You regardless, you got to find your way. You have to have a direction that you want to move towards.
Correct.
And then you can apply all that knowledge, and instead of doing all the rat races and all the things, DoorDash, Instacart, Airbnb, blah, 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 you can focus it on one path, your lane, your business, and
correct.
You can just kind of go in that direction.
And what sucks for us actually is, even for you yourself, you definitely would have gone through the same thing. As you said, being an artist, coming to school, finishing school and wanting to pursue what you want to pursue. There are not many mentors in that field. Everybody comes here and they are doctors or they are accountants
or engineers or tech guys,
but not an artist. So my way is totally different. Nobody else would understand.
Yeah. 100%.
Exactly.
100%.
So,
and explaining it to my parents or explaining it to, like, colleagues and whatnot, now it's just, a lot of people are very supportive. Like, my parents are my family, and I'm very grateful for that. Even though they don't really get it exactly, you know, but they still understand and they support me, which is
what my parents support me too. My I feel like I'm just trailing in my dad's shoes, because once I say these things, like, do it,
yes,
do it. I'm in support. That's it.
That's
once I
awesome.
Get that, like, and then friends around me to my partner, everyone is just like, just do it. You know what you're doing. Just do it. And that's, I feel like that's the most important thing. So, yeah.
Yes. Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you for sharing all that with us today.
Thank you.
You said a little snippet of a thing that you have, you're working towards a collection in your visual art.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I don't know if I properly introduced you. I want to give you the space to kind of introduce yourself and the work that you do, and then talk about what we can expect moving forward.
Okay, so my name is Jola Angela Adeniji, but everyone here calls me Jola. And I am the lead artist in Makanji Arts Organization. It's an incorporated company that I founded. What I do, art installations. I'm an artist. I draw, I paint, I curate my own exhibitions. I also exhibit with other galleries. I do murals and many anything artistic you can think of, you find me there. Coming this September, oh sorry, this summer, I will be having my second solo exhibition in Canada, and it will be titled The Danforth School of Thoughts. Just explaining to everyone in the diaspora who aren't Africans or Nigerians what it feels like, to be back home, and the concept, the idea behind how we think and how, in a good way, and how fast-paced, how we can deal with a fast-paced environment and the psychology behind it. And to those who are actual Nigerians, my own people, Tiwa and Tiwa, to remind them that, hey guys, now here we did. This is where we came from, and we are proud of it, and we own it, right? That's what the exhibition is all about. And yeah, I hope to see you guys there.
That is awesome. I hope to be there,
You
you know, when
definitely
you're
will. You didn't
yeah,
have a
share.
choice.
Will you share your social media, like how people will know when you have things going on and all?
Instagram for me is Makanji, MACANJY. That's my Instagram, Makanji, MACANJY. I also opened up a side company on the side. So if you search Makanji, you'll see Makanji Auto Detailing. I have a passion for clean cars, very clean cars. So I'm starting, I've got this Makanji Arts van, like a company van, and I'll be having a mobile detailing business on the side for the summer to detail people's cars. So that's how you can get me on Instagram, on TikTok, it's Studio Makanji. My website is makanjiarts.org. So MACANJYART.org. Yeah, that's me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jella, for sharing all that.
Thank you, Sarah.
As you know, you have to sprinkle a bit of wisdom and knowledge and advice on us before you go.
Those
So,
things
would you
that you
mind
used to
sharing?
post on Facebook.
Yeah,
Okay.
and Instagram.
So
Yes.
this one is not from me, but Nasty C said it, and I totally key into it. I never chase a dream, I design it.
You never chase a dream, you design it.
Simple. Why? Because I know that my life is different from every other person's. You might be two accountants or two tech guys, your life seems similar, but the story can never be similar.
Can never be the
Run
same.
your own race.
Raise.
That's what I just found out, and
Yeah.
understanding that in-depthly has helped me overcome a lot. Because now I'm not looking at anybody, I'm doing what I feel is the best. I can fail at it and get up and go again and fail a million
Again.
times, but it is my race.
It's
So I'll design
exactly.
it to what I want it to be. I never chase a dream, I design it.
Okay, mic drop.
Like,
And
draw.
that's and that's on period.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
That's it. That's all. Awesome. Once again, Jola, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Thank you
Thank you.
for sharing your story, sharing your hustle mentality, and for inspiring and motivating us and the listeners and myself here today. Yeah, for our listeners, thank you so much for sticking with us through this episode. We will see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.